Blog Talk Radio.
It has that Christmassy feeling.
It's still like Christmas, right?
Yeah, it's like stepping on a squirrel.
I have been drinking. By the way, have you ever sucked Maggie's toes?
Excuse me?
Have you ever sucked Maggie's toes?
Only after proper application of Windex.
The reason I say that, I'm drinking tonight.
This we're going to go into another region here. Why would you ask me that? Go ahead. This is going to be good.
Well, let me finish my thought. I'm drinking tonight a combination of Orange Crush and Sobieski's vodka from Poland.
Right.
From Poland, it's rye vodka.
Right.
And
right.
The reason I'm asking the question about sucking toes because last week I had a young lady over, and we were drinking Orange Crush and Sobieski's vodka, which is great vodka, by the way. It's better than Tito's.
Does she have a gun to your head right now?
No, but...
All right, I'm just asking.
Somehow that combo and a little bit of the funny weed, I was sucking her toes. So I was just wondering, have you ever done that to Maggie before?
Wow, that's something. No, I have not, and I don't plan to. Trench foot, not trench mouth. That's the way I always think. I don't know.
Okay, now that I put her foot in my mouth,
what's going on? There it is. Yeah,
there it is.
As long as it's attached to the rest of the body, everything's good. If it's detached, then we have an issue.
What's going on?
But the Maryland crabs will eat it nonetheless.
What is going on with, what's the name of your company again? Oh, DEF CON Versation.
DEF CON Sauces, they're Frank. We're all good. It's all good.
What's going on?
Yeah, actually, we're reveling in the awesomeness called this season. Beautiful. Excellent. Actually, Sunday, we will be in Waretown, New Jersey, Ware. It's like exit like 60 something on the parkway, way south of us. But we've been doing a gift show down at the Waretown Fire Department for this will be our third year. We absolutely love this show. It's so like not what we normally do. We do these big, huge trade shows and stuff like that. We do all these crazy things.
Right.
This is cool. And we've met so many cool people at this thing in the last couple of years. That's why we're doing it again. It's like, it's so much fun. It's in the middle of nowhere. Waretown, New Jersey is way south New Jersey. Atlantic City is not too far away, to put it that way. I'm closer to the city than I am like Atlantic City. But we're doing that on Sunday from like 10 to 5. That's what we'll be doing. But other than that, we are just enjoying the fact that we have made so many friends over these 15 years of doing DEF CON that they are ordering like mad people online, and I have 3,600 pounds of wing sauce in my garage right now. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yes, it's freaking awesome, dude. That'll be gone in a few months.
I have 3,600 pounds of weed in my garage right now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you blasted that one out there. Yeah, that's good. Medicinal, right? Yeah. You got your card for that, right, Frank?
No, good.
Inhale.
No. I was cleaning out the flower bed.
That weed.
That weed.
Not the happy weed, the sad weed. Okay, yeah, I got you right on that. Oh, come on now.
We were supposed to have a guest tonight, and I just had a rough week this past week and didn't get a chance to get her lined up. It's a singer. I forgot her name.
You're doing good. You shit yourself today?
I'm looking for the paperwork, and I can't find her name. But anyway, she's coming on next week. And I apologize to that singer who I can't remember her name.
Just coming on next week as the crow flies. Yeah, all right, yeah. Good.
Speaking of singers, if you have any holiday music and you are of the singing type, perhaps a musical talent artist of that kind of such, we are looking for... I told you I was drunk tonight. We are looking for... Oh, my God, dude.
You're reaching on this.
We're looking for holiday music the next 2 weeks for the holiday season. I'm going to call it Christmas season because it's still Christmas to me, but we're looking for holiday music.
Grandma got run over by a Prius.
No, I want to
never heard
it
coming down the street.
No, I want original stuff. I want some new Christmas shit we haven't heard before.
Grandma got run over by a Prius is new.
That is new. I agree. That is
never heard it coming down the street. Oh, she thought she was doing picking weeds. And then she go flying off her feet.
If you are still listening after our intro that we just had about sucking toes and vodka and being in the basement and hot sauce,
dude, you're
and
a deviant. You're a deviant, which is fine.
Yes, I am.
I live in Jersey. The same thing. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of that, that same woman told me we got in an argument after I sucked her toes too. Can you believe this? We got in an argument, and she said, "You think you're a badass. You ain't shit." Now, what does that mean?
just what she said there, pal.
Yeah, I guess.
Certain women don't, they don't hold back. My wife would say something like that. I'd be like, damn, I got to grow another dick.
I haven't heard from her in 3 days. Even after I sucked her toes, we had no argument.
I wouldn't hold out hope unless you have, like, I mean, did you give her the ankled transmitter? Did you give her one of those or something like that? Or
no.
You're weird like that.
No, she liked it. And I won't talk about what else I sucked. Or
I mean, you have the red van with the porthole. It says free kittens on the side.
No,
I know.
By the way, speaking of that, not the van with the porthole, but sucking on toes. If you're listening and you would like to call in and talk about toe sucking or anything else, you can call in.
Do you prefer one toe over the other? Is one toe too big for you, or do you go for the little teeny guy? You go to the Irish swim dick, or do you? Oh my God! Oh, where am I going to stop?
714-242-5272 Well, you know, it's kind of. I mean, sucking toes. Think about this. It is a food related story because you're using your mouth.
Oh my God! Yeah. That's good. Yeah, toe fungus is a food source. But perhaps when you live in a cave.
Okay, wait a minute. It's a lot like bacon because people call them little piggies, right?
Oh, will you stop it?
All right.
Lord, dude. Oh, that was bad. They call them little piggies. Bad. Drop it.
All right. What else do I need to talk about here? Let's see. I talked about the orange.
Well, you said
you
had told me you got a whole bunch of food news on tap.
I do. 25 stories.
And you know how I love food news.
Well, does that mean we should go to food news? We've only been talking 13 minutes. Should we go to food news right away?
I mean, I can talk about myself all day because I'm just awesome.
Well, I gotta get our food news. You caught me off guard.
I do have a question. Well, what country are we number one with this week?
United States.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Who's number two? Who's the biggest non-United States solicitor?
Great Britain.
Really? So they beat out Vietnam again?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that may have something to do with our sponsor. We need to talk about our sponsor for a second. Our sponsor, if you haven't seen Fogarty's charcoal ovens. He is
this guy. You
got to
get him out of his mom's house. You got to help the guy out. He does. He actually does some really awesome work on grills and stuff. He does. If you look at him, what's the website again?
It is FogartyCharcoalOvens.co.uk. There's a link here on our broadcast. You can click on it. It is a cool product. Really cool product.
It really is. No, I'm not just saying that because we don't get any money from him. We get no money from him.
Nope.
We're saying this because we're being real people. It's actually true.
We like his mom, but we're trying to help his mom. We're trying to help him bring this.
Get him out of the house.
Get him out of the house. But no, it's cool. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's Fogarty Charcoal Oven. And he's a cool guy.
He does little guy. I mean, he'll build big like little guys for home use, up to the big boys for industrial use. I mean, he makes everything in between. And it's old school barbecue grill. Look it up. The guy does make a very, very cool product. And he wants to get out of his mom's flat in the UK. So just, we got to help that guy out. Come on, help her brother out.
And he sponsors us just by, how did he sponsor us? He just does.
He was on the show. He sponsors us by word. We sponsor him by word. And there's no money being involved here. It's so we're supporting each other because we both have an awesome product. We have us. He has an actual really cool thing.
We have cross marketing, cross merchandising going on. Not cross dressing, cross merchandising that we have between him and his website.
Yeah, what is on your mind, dude? Oh, you're getting all creepy on me.
All right, look, it's time for food news, so we got to play our food news music.
Oh, go right to food news. All right. Are you talking the back end of a cave? Where'd you go?
Well, I'm here. Hello? Can you hear me now?
I'm glad to hear it. Get
no,
your foot out of your mouth.
That song went on longer than usual. That's only 55 seconds, but it felt like it was going on for several minutes. Anyway, that's our Get Smart food news music. And by the way, before I go to the food news, just remember, folks, if you decide to suck toes, make sure you have soap and water and wash them first.
No, actually, all you need is a mouth condom.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I'm talking about that. All right, food news.
I can't either, man. The next step for you is Chore Boy, but whatever.
Food news story number one. This is a real short story. Cisco Corporation. Remember a couple
Cisco.
Weeks ago we talked about Tesla coming out with their electric semi-tractors?
Yeah.
Remember that? Well, guess what?
This one,
Cisco,
don't tell me, this one runs on French fries.
Cisco placed an order for 50 of these damn things. So they're the first company to order Tesla's new electric semi-tractors.
And the positive part for this story is and Cisco's only going to have to wait for 5 years for delivery of these trucks.
And they only go like 7 miles before they need a charge.
It's great though. You have a really, really long cord. You have to wait for 5 years to get it. But if you have a really, really, really long cord, and of course, always face the truck towards the sun, you'll be able to run a lot further.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah, that's great.
Speaking of that, I put up my Christmas lights.
Nikola Tesla died penniless. You know that?
Really?
Yeah, penniless. Between Westinghouse and freaking Edison, he had no choice. He died penniless. He had nothing. Tesla died with nothing. He was taken out by corporate America. Read the history books. It's absolutely true. To read something different, they lied.
Speaking of electricity, I put up my Christmas lights. I was going – actually, okay, long story short, I have a 9-foot Christmas tree. None of the lights work. So I bought two large strings of lights.
9-foot tree and none of your lights work. That sounds like a personal problem, dude.
But here's the funny part. I got so pissed off at trying to put the tree together, I said, screw it.
Good.
So I just put all the lights on my wall and on my ceiling. So if you were to see my living room right now, it's just.
Are you serious? You got lights hanging on your wall?
Yes.
Dude, that's so freaking sad. No, that's tremendously sad.
No, it's Christmassy. You have to
you're hung the lights on your wall, dude. It's like, when the coach said pin, my pin says I got no friends. What do you hang lights on a wall?
No, it's cool. I mean, I'm starting a new trend. Forget the tree. Just put the lights on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
On
no. You should wear a new pin. Mistakes were made. Oh, please.
Did you hear that joke? I said put the light and the balls to the walls.
Yeah, it's like an accept album. Get over it. All right.
All right.
Really.
Number two, food news number two, Dollar General, my favorite place. They're going to open.
No, it's not. You buy dead people stuff.
Dollar General is going to open 900 locations and remodel 1,000 other ones in 2018. They're going to be putting them
just
in
Massachusetts.
Areas. Listen to this.
Oh.
Listen to this. They're going to be focusing on metropolitan areas to attract more affluent customers. With a name like Dollar General, you know the people with the meat and the diamonds.
The upper East and Upper West Side, they're going to be flocking to it. They're going to be flocking to it. Absolutely. With all the dogs in their purses, man, they're going to want to buy all your stuff. Oh, my God. You kidding me?
Definitely. Now, this is interesting. I did not know this. As of the end of 2017, 75% of all Americans live within 5 miles of a Dollar General. Is that freaky?
No, the freaky thing is your red van with the portholes says free kittens.
And they do they have food in Dollar General? I think they do, don't they now?
No, yeah, they suck toes.
Yeah, because they have like those funky. They have those funky cookies.
Yeah, they have a suckstress. They usually have a seamstress. They have a suckstress in the back. They'll suck your toes.
I think you know those Asian places where they do nails. I think they should have a room for toe sucking. Speaking of that,
they should because I mean they're breathing out acetone fumes all day and it must be doing marvelous work on their brains.
Do you realize I'm going to catch so much crap about this toe-sucking thing after the show?
Oh, you
okay.
are. Oh, and you should. Dude, never suck a toe. You don't know where that's been.
All right, I could say something, but I won't.
I'm picturing stepping in dog shit right now.
Well, boy, oh, boy. If this was a rated R or rated X show, I could say something about sucking things, but I am not going to go.
Well,
it's
kind of an R.
That.
It's kind of a PG. It's a PG-26.
Yeah, you don't know where that's been either if you think about it. Okay.
What, the rating? I'm less worried about the rating than where her she stepped in dog shit. Everyone's stepped in dog shit. Now you're sucking her toes. Enjoy. Did you have to pick the corn out of your teeth? Or is it just peanuts?
I've gone from toes to somewhere else, but we're not going to go there. All right, story number three.
Oh, great. Okay. Oh, here we go. Take it deep. Take it deep.
Foodie news number three, Walmart, our favorite topic. They're always in
Walmart.
they have begun selling meal kits on their website from Home Chef and Takeout Kit, the two companies that are making it.
Right.
The participating meal kit brands are responsible for the fulfillment of the order, but Walmart receives a referral fee and a commission for all meal kits sold from Home Chef and Takeout Kit. So you can now go to Walmart.com and get your meal kit. Meal kits are so stupid. They're basically for people who don't know how to cook, I guess, right?
They're lazy. I'll tell you what. I've done a bunch of the farmers market stuff like that for over a decade, and all that. You know, the prepared food, those guys do awesome. They do freaking awesome, and I love that. Hey, God bless them. But I'll tell you what.
I know.
You go to a farmers market. You're buying a bunch of like prepared meals and stuff like that. It may be because you don't have a lot of time. But I'll tell you what. I've talked to a few of the people that buy. They're lazy. They're just lazy. And they cook it themselves.
Recently.
That's the problem.
I went to a Wawa recently, and they have these chicken salad.
We don't have that by us.
You don't have Wawa? Anyway, Wawa.
They're way South Jersey where the strange people live.
They have these chicken salad prepared meals that's like chicken salad and lettuce or chicken salad and spinach with some kind of dressing on it. And they want like $9.49 for this crap.
Just like getting gas station sushi. I mean, you pay what you get what you pay for.
All right.
Hey, man. If you want to go to the wah-wah to get something to eat, stay at home and learn how to cook.
It's got a duck on it. You know, I actually was married to a Wawa. That's right. I forgot about her.
Oh, okay. She was as big as a building?
No, she just Wawa'd a lot. Wah-wah-wah.
No. It's called – what are you thinking about? Wawa, doesn't Wawa have a duck on it?
A goose. It's a goose.
A goose. It goes, wah, wah. That's what it is. It's the wah, wah. I'm going there in the wah, wah. That's the sound the goose makes, right?
Actually, if you were paying attention to one of our shows way back when, I told you the meaning of Wawa. Wawa is an Indian
name. Yeah, but you lied.
For goose.
No, you want to be all politically correct? No. It's the sound a freaking goose makes. Wah, wah.
No.
You're going to the wah, wah.
Actually,
it's got a duck on it.
Correct.
It's got a duck on the side. It goes wah, wah.
To be politically correct, it's not Indian. It's not Indian. American. It's Native American. Wawa means goose.
That's what the goose does. The goose goes wah wah. It's like that little thing you pull the string on when you were a kid. The cow goes moo. The sheep goes baa. The goose goes wah wah. Right. You're wrong. Face it. I'm good. Hey.
No, you sound like a damn Affleck commercial over there.
Wah wah.
Okay. Wah wah. All right. Number four, wah, wah. Health news. Here's some health news. You ready for
health news? Oh, this will be good. Is there beer in it?
Beer? No. There's antibiotics in it. The sale and distribution of antibiotics for the use in U.S. food-producing animals fell 10% last year, while the sale of medically important antibiotics fell 14%. Prior to that drop, antibiotic sales for farm animals rose every year between 2009 and 2015. See, I have a problem with
Monsanto. Right.
No, I have a problem with this story. I'm telling you, John, I've been in the food business for almost, 35 years. I'm telling you, we're going to take away these antibiotics, and I'm going to tell you the animals are going to start getting sick, and then there's going to be a shortage on animals to eat.
No. I actually stood up from my chair. I was comfortable in my chair, and I have to disagree with you. Animals were supposed to get sick.
No.
We're all supposed to get sick.
No.
That's how you build up immunities. You don't fake inject them with this crap. Oh, my God. God knows what it does to the human body. You inject animals with this stuff. They don't get sick. They're Borg. They're like Borg animals.
30 years from now,
come on, man.
We're still doing this. 30 years from now, when we're old and gray and intrepid and we're still living because we have antibiotics in us, we're going to be talking about this, and you're going to say to me, why is chicken $40 a pound? And I'm going to say, remember 35 years ago when I told you about that story?
I told you to buy the Jamaican meat pies. They didn't tell you to buy the chicken. Jamaican meat pies are only $1.99. Why don't you go down to Walmart and get some?
Food story number five. We're getting there. Okay, now this cracks me up. This freaking cracks me up. Okay, first of all, if you go to a store and you're going to save money, let me ask you a question.
That's the first. Wait. The last article, I think that was the first time we disagreed. I think this is the first time we disagreed on a food product.
I think it is. All right.
And
I don't like
animals being injected with stuff that we don't know what's in it.
Wah, wah. Okay.
Yeah, no, you shop at the wah, wah. I don't.
When you go shopping, John.
Yes, dear.
What do you consider a savings? Like if you were to save stuff, if you were to go out and buy like potatoes, what would you consider a savings? Would you feel good about it? Like I saved X percent. What would be a good savings?
I missed a nail in the parking lot with my tire.
You saved your tire. Well, listen to the story. Whole Foods. How'd you know?
Okay, go ahead. This should be good.
Which is AKA Amazon now. A price of a basket.
Pretty much.
A price of a basket of 110 items from Whole Foods which probably, by the way, would cost $4,000. But a price
it's
of
a mortgage on a house, right?
Item, yes, from Whole Foods increased 1%, rising with
and
all
you know why?
Advertising. Why?
Asparagus water.
I knew you were going to say that.
You should
but
have.
They are lower. But this is it. The prices are higher, but they are lower ever since Amazon took them over by 1.1%.
Which is nothing. Which means that the takeover by Amazon did nothing. It did nothing.
You know what?
I'll tell you what I expected. I was looking at this. I was watching the Whole Foods thing. I was like, man,
yeah.
Amazon's going to go one way. It's going to shoot up or it's going to shoot down. It flatlined. 1% is bullshit. It flatlined. That's nothing.
So let's say you spend $100, which basically is three items at Whole Foods. If you spend $100,
well, you
spend
so much asparagus
1%,
water you buy.
1%. You save a dollar, right?
Wow.
Who gives a rat's ass?
No one, except the people that shop there. See, I'm saving a 1%. That's because you got a dog in your purse.
Listen to this. The firm noted, Whole Foods noted, that prices on 80% of their items have remained flat. Did you just say that?
15
items higher and 10 items lower.
Yeah,
produce
imagine
prices,
that. Isn't it strange
lower.
How that worked itself out?
Isn't that how it's strange how that kind of averaged itself out? And produce prices were
down
9%. But I'm like, are you kidding me? We're going to brag about lower prices when it's 1.1% lower since Amazon took it over.
Of course they're going to brag because anything Whole Foods can say is a positive, they'll say because it's like Apple zombies. You have Whole Foods zombies. Like, I'm saving 1% by going to Whole Foods. I must buy my asparagus water with my dog in my purse.
By the way, folks,
whatever.
Me, I keep clearing my throat. I either got a frog in my throat or a toe.
Yeah, because you sucked the woman's toes, and she has some fungus thing going on.
It's something going on.
Now you got foot throat. You got trench mouth. You got hoof and mouth disease. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Food news.
See, folks, he said he sucked her toes. He didn't say what. It might have been a bovine. It might have been an equine.
No, it wasn't either. It was a fine vine, I'll tell you that. Okay, Walmart.
Now,
I'm just
you never got past the foot. You didn't do too well, pal. We call that a strikeout.
I know. Okay, it was a fine vine. Oof. Okay, so.
Fine vine, but he never got past the foot.
Oof. Yeah, I did. that was just the starting point, let me tell you. Okay. Number six. Now, this is a Walmart story. I am not going to say.
Oh, I love Walmart stories. Is that a tiger print with the tiger print like spandex?
John, listen to this story. Don't make a comment until I'm done, okay? And I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Either. I just want you to hear this exactly the way it's written. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Walmart changed its corporate name to Walmart Incorporated from Walmart Store. The company president noted it's best to have a name that's consistent with the idea that consumers can shop however they like. What the
fuck? Dude, what the shit does that mean?
I'm reading it right from the Washington Post. Let me read that again. The company president noted it's best to have a name that's consistent with the idea that consumers can shop however they like.
That's why they named it Tiger Mart, not Tiger Store. It's like, it's just the opposite. It's like, what the frick?
I was reading
Sam
that
Walton
story,
is
and
dead.
I'm like,
he's dude. Why can't we raise him and show him what? Oh boy. Oh.
I'm reading that story, and there was like giant WTF.
Dude, it's
in
nonsensical.
My head, like,
it's absolutely nonsensical.
Speaking of Walmart, you know, they own Sam's Club, right? This is story number 7. I found this.
Sam Walton's Club, yes.
Yeah. Walmart is going to double the amount of Sam's Clubs that they have in China by 2020.
Gasp.
They have 19.
Gasp.
They have 19 now, and they're going to increase it to 38. The
banner
has been a complete success in China, where it's known as a destination for imported goods and high quality food, according to the analyst.
Goody.
What?
Oh, goody. Imported goods. They get by
the
their own stuff.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome.
That's freaking awesome.
Partner
Flex. Didn't make that one. It's just the last flight company.
The chain is popular with middle class consumers willing to spend more on quality items, says the Wall Street Journal.
Oh,
yeah.
We go to Walmart for quality. We always go to Walmart for quality.
Yes, we do.
That's the Lexus, that's the Mercedes, that's the Lamborghini of stores I want to go to for food.
You know what? That's another topic. That you
I go there
agree
for
on.
Tiger spandex.
You know, that's another topic you and I don't agree on. I love Walmart. I save so much money.
I hate
Walmart.
I hate Walmart. You know, I actually did this twice just to make sure I was right. I went to Walmart. And just to find things that I may buy, not that day, just the things that I would consider purchasing at a later date, and or maybe that day. And I made a note, and me and Maggie went back to the aisles 1 to 48,000, and we went back for these items to find out how many of these items were actually made in the United States. I had come up with 64 items, 64, 65,
okay.
Whatever it was. Two were not made in China. Those two were made in Mexico.
What were you looking for? If you're looking for like
stuff,
stuff that I found pleasant
to my eye, stuff that I would consider purchasing at a later date. And dude, none of it was made in the United States. I'm a marketing major. I didn't use it for many years until I started DEF CON. But I'm a marketing major, and I kind of think of these things. I looked, and we did an actual test in Walmart.
I don't disagree with you when it comes to like cooking utensils and towels and shit like that. That comes from China. But what I get frustrated with is when people talk about the food coming from China. None of that comes from China. It's all U.S. made, U.S. companies that are making the product. Of course, actually, Smithfield Farms is owned by Chinese now. But if you buy your bacon,
they are now. You look at some of the chicken companies too. I'm not going to mention names. Look at the chicken companies too.
I know.
They take the chickens. They send them to China. They get chopped up and shipped back.
Don't.
Why
that's
the hell? Oh, please. Oh,
that
please.
Is a bogus story. I can prove that.
Just like tilapia, right? Just like tilapia.
Well, tilapia is a joke. That's a piece of trash fish there. I agree with you on tilapia. No, they do not send. Tyson Foods does not send their freaking chicken to China.
I didn't say Tyson.
And have the internal return them back. Believe me. I know.
Ugh.
I've been there, done that. Okay. God, we're on story number 8. Speaking of China.
Boy, we disagreed twice now. This is cool.
I know. China, this company called JD.com. JohnDilly.com.
Oh, man. Is this Jewel Delinquent or Jack Daniels? Which one is it?
No, John Dilly. JohnDilly.com.
Yes. Yeah, Jack Daniels or Jewel Delinquent. You pick it.
They've developed plans for a Canadian drone network. Listen to this. The company wants to deploy a fleet of drones in Canada to airlift.
So now the Canadians have drones?
To airlift seafood from East Coast processing plants to airports. On the country's west coast, drones could be used to carry local blueberries to cargo aircraft headed for China. Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Also called miniature airplanes. They call it miniature airplanes. Number 9. Here we go. Another health. More health news. More health news. Okay.
Oh, more health news. Oh, yeah. I'm on that.
Number 9. A healthy diet can reduce the risk of disability in people with multiple sclerosis. And this is not a funny story, but wouldn't a healthy diet reduce the risk of people, other people, not just multiple sclerosis. If you eat healthy, you're probably going to feel better. Am I wrong with this?
No, you're always wrong, but that's beside the point. No, you're always wrong, but that's just okay with me.
Researchers found participants who consumed 1.7 servings of whole grain and 3.3 servings of fruits and vegetables or legumes daily were 40% less likely to have pain and 33% less likely to have thinking and memory problems than those with least healthy diet.
Right, because the memory problems stem from the fact that eating all that stuff, you'll remember when to shit.
You don't have to remember. It just comes.
Your bowels will remind you. It has nothing to do with the head. It has to do with downstairs. It's going to remind you because you'll get the green apple quick step, the Aztec two step, and boom, bing, there it is. There it is. You got to. Yes, I'm right.
Speaking of that, remember last week I canceled the show because I wasn't feeling well? Remember why I had to cancel the show? You know why?
Yeah.
Speaking of bowel movements, I ate some homemade fudge. I made some homemade fudge that my mother made. There was something wrong with that stuff.
So your mom packed your fudge? You know how wrong that sounds, dude.
I guess.
We have gone to another level with that comment.
Man,
wow. Your mom packed your fudge.
I could eat a piece of fudge, and it was firing out the back end as fast as I was eating it.
Yeah, but if your mom's packing your fudge, she's probably packing your lunch, too.
Yeah.
So, man, you got to watch out for that stuff.
Sorry.
Did you wash your hands?
We just probably lost a whole country on that one. Okay. All right. Story number 10. Now, this
always remember, folks. Frank's mom, that's his fudge. So we're good to go. Just keep that in the back of your heads when you listen to the show. It always makes for a good comment. Anyway.
We just lost Great Britain on that one. Okay. Number 10.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I found this very interesting. The number of fast food restaurants in the U.S. increased 9% since 2009, according to the USDA. Now, the states with the largest increases of fast food restaurants include Connecticut, North Dakota, New York, and Texas, where the number of fast food restaurants grew at a faster rate than the actual population.
And you know what?
Why?
Snowflakes can't cook.
Oh, Connecticut, North Dakota, New York. Well, Texas is.
Well, North Dakota. Okay. Well, I'll give North Dakota they get a pass because North Dakota, that shit's cold. Yes, it's cold, and they just want
Texas,
a warm meal. I get that.
Snowflake.
New York, New York. That snowflakes can't cook. Snowflakes can't cook. Nope.
Well, how do you? Is it just Texas has poor eating habits? Is that why?
Not Texas. Texas is big. Texas is large. Texas has a whole bunch of people in. There's a whole bunch of people that can cook. And I guess there's a whole bunch of people that can't. People can't eat out at fast food restaurants. That's how it works.
My dogs need to go out. Okay. Number 11.
Your dogs need to go out. Your dogs are killing you?
I got a dog.
Don't go suck on one of your dogs because I want to hear about that stuff. That's just nasty.
All right, number 11. Now, okay, have you ever heard of T-Vanna, a store called
who?
T-Vanna? T-Vanna, T-E-A.
Teen banana?
You drink your tea, like having tea at trumpet. T-Vanna, did you know that Starbucks owns 77 locations called T-Vanna?
To be honest, I didn't care.
I didn't either, but according to a judge ruling, they were trying to shut them down in malls across the U.S. A judge ruled that they cannot shut down the Starbucks, the T-Vannas, and that they have to continue handling the cost because of the contracts and leases that they have at these malls. And a judge ruled they can't shut them down. Mall operators may challenge other mall operators may challenge Starbucks' plans to close all their T-Vanna stores. In their facilities, also, how can a judge tell?
No, you know, I know it all. You know, it all stems from. It's all about malls, right? That's because if they shut down T-Bana, but Debbie Gibson will have nowhere to play.
Where does Debbie Gibson do in these things?
Hopefully living.
I used to think she was hot, but how old is she now? She's got to be, what, in her 40s now?
462.
All right. Number 12. We're getting there. Tisa Hunt. You're going to like this one, John. You're going to like
this one. Give me softballs all night. Give me a good one.
Tisa Hunt is testing beer delivery in the Phoenix, Arizona market and plans to expand wine delivery also. So now your pizza guy can bring your beer and wine.
It's all boxed. It has to be boxed wine.
Most likely.
Yeah.
The company intends to quickly grow the service to other markets, and 1,700 of its stores have already got their liquor license to do so. So you can order a pizza and beer. I think this is cool.
It is cool. We'll never have it here.
Cool. Huh? You never have what?
We'll never have it in New Jersey, ever.
I don't know. 1,700 stores have already got their liquor
license.
Who's
going to pay Vinnie Goombas? I mean, honestly. Dude, really? you know how much people pay for a liquor license around here? You could mortgage off your firstborn for 800 years and wouldn't be able to pay off the interest.
Well, I think
liquor licenses
cool
in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut are dumb. And I don't ever see that happening unless somebody's blowing the judge.
Well, it's happening in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's coming to a store near you in January. They're pushing hard.
Right. Well, Phoenix is not a store near me, so unless they have a really good throwing arm.
All right, number 13. We're halfway there. Japan.
Number 13, my lucky number. Shoot.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
Company
13 always has to have a good story with it. What?
All right, Japan. You got to listen now. Japan-based Lawson Incorporated is introducing, you're going to love this story too, they're introducing an unattended checkout counter at their late-night stores in Tokyo in the spring of 2018. And plans to put the service in practical use by February 2019. Customers will enter.
No, wait. You said Tokyo.
What?
You said Tokyo.
Yes, Tokyo.
Okay. Try that shit in Newark. Try that shit in Camden. Try that shit in East Orange, New Jersey. Try that shit in Manhattan.
People will get more people than know what to do with,
and they're going to get robbed freaking blind, dude. You kidding me? Oh, police. Oh, this is creepy.
Well, we actually talked about this a few weeks ago. Remember how we laughed about the self-checkout at Whole Foods? Well, it's coming. Customers will enter and leave the store by using a smartphone app, and purchases will be made via a payment application. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and everyone's going to have their friend's phone on them they stole from him an hour before and put it back in his pocket before he wakes back up. So it's like, dude, are you kidding me? Oh, come on, really?
Yeah, that's what they're doing over in Japan. All right, more health news, number 14. Now, this is weird.
Health news.
Okay,
I'm healthy.
Almonds. We talked about almonds a few weeks ago, how good they are for you. Remember that?
That's almonds.
Yeah, almonds or almonds.
Almonds. It's pecans, but almonds.
Well, listen to this. Now, this is really freaking weird because I love Hershey's. I love Hershey chocolate bars with almonds. I get those when I go to the Wawa.
I do. Yeah, I've eaten them ever since I can remember.
Well, listen to this.
But they never put enough of them in there.
They don't. Well, listen to this. Almonds and chocolate may reduce cholesterol when consumed together. According to a study in the Journal of American Heart Association, researchers found almonds alone will reduce LDL cholesterol levels by 7%, while almonds and chocolate together reduce the prevalence of the small LDL particles that can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Only when the two are together do you get almost double the cholesterol lowering
levels. Same thing works with those. No, wait. Chocolate and hazelnuts works the same way. Hence, Ferrero Rocher.
Peanut butter gum.
Yeah, okay. You want to go to the – okay, you got the ghetto shit going on. The Ferrero Rocher, I'll tell you what, that tastes good. It's also really not bad for you either.
But remember that commercial? You remember that commercial? You got chocolate in my peanut butter. No, you got peanut butter in my chocolate.
Yeah, they made it into a porno.
Yes, they did do a porno. Okay.
Yes, they did.
Somehow we're going to get back.
It was not behind the green door.
The evening is over. All right, number 15. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm doing like Sesame Street. Number 15.
you need to count. The count. We are up to number 15.
It's just 15. Number 15, food news. Okay.
The number of the day is 8, but that's less than yesterday's number was 7. That's 15. 15 is the
now
day.
This
that's
one,
the number of the
is,
day. Oh, my
kinda,
God.
This is kind of cool, but kind of creepy at the same time. All right.
Okay. Yeah, this is right up your alley. All right. Shoot their toe sucker.
A company in England called the East of England Co-op, they're going to start selling certain foods that are beyond the, quote, best before date. You know, you see that on when you go into the store. This is best if used before. Well, they're going to
start.
Well,
I get I have a food product, and we have to put the best by date on there, and it's bullshit.
It is bullshit. So
the best by date has no bearing on reality at all.
In an effort to reduce food waste, the 125 store chain plans to sell discounted dried and canned food, including rice, chips, and pasta that are past the best before date. The offer will only apply to perishable
foods. So like dried foods have a best by date. Really, really, really. it's just funny. I mean, just say it. Dried foods have a best by date. Okay, so does Arizona, but it still exists.
But just be aware, they're not going to use things such as meat and fresh produce. They will not be selling that at the store.
Well, it's kind of hard to
all
sell
right.
a fresh dried produce.
Number
think about
15.
It for a minute. It's like buying sun dried shrimp off of some guy on a beach road out of a black man. I mean, you really sun dried shrimp. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's the best by date. It's such a crock of crap. Oh my God. Our wing sauces have a pH level which is well below ever having to worry about dying from it. And we're forced to put on a Best Buy date. We're forced to. And Best Buy doesn't mean it expires on that date. It just means it's still good. But the best day would have been the first day. It's just, you are so
right
stupid.
Now,
the best date is, well, the date it was produced would be the best time, but it's not bad yet.
My refrigerator right now, I can assure you I have probably relish that's in there that's probably way, way past its best buy date or best use
yes,
date.
Yes, but it's got vinegar. It's got vinegar and stuff in it. You don't have to worry about it.
I've got
relish
to
relish, dude.
I got grape jelly, I think, that's been in here since I actually moved into the house.
Well, jelly,
like
I don't know shit about you. I don't eat sweets, so you take that sugar crap and just shove it up your butt. But, I mean, hey, it may feel good, but rub it on your toes. Rub it on your toes.
Rub it on my toes. There you go. Hey.
There you go. See, put some raspberry jam on your toes.
Jelly. If she comes back,
yes.
I think I'm going to use that grape jelly. Thank you for giving me that idea. Okay.
Not a problem at all. I'm here to please, man. Hey, this doctor is in. 10 cents.
Number 16, Campbell's Soup. Now this
number 16.
Campbell's Soup
God.
Is preparing, they're preparing a test of home soup delivery.
Right.
Campbell's Soup has set up a team to operate like a startup company, developing craft soups using ingredients from New Jersey and Pennsylvania in an effort to
introduce God bless
products. Them. With fresher, locally sourced ingredients, and then home soup delivery.
Home soup delivery. You have to deliver soup. You can't make
delivered
your own soup.
Soup.
You have to have somebody bring you soup.
Delivering soup. I'm not making it up. Hey, this came out of Bloomberg, right?
Oh,
Bloomberg.
No, but that's snowflake shit. That is snowflake stuff. I don't know how to make soup. Let's have somebody deliver it. Really? Oh.
Mm-mm, good. Mm-mm, good.
I'm losing faith in humans. I really am. I see it around me. It's like nobody can do anything anymore. Nobody knows how to do anything anymore. Everybody has to go have something done for them. It's crazy, dude.
I agree. Number 17. Okay, health news.
Number 17. Only one to go.
Saturated fatty acids. Now, this is like, duh. Saturated fatty acids.
Well, when you say fatty acid, I immediately think Walmart and Tiger Print spandex.
Fatty acids can harm overall health of your heart by causing lipid-related diseases. No kidding.
Keep your lipids off my toes.
You know they spent millions of dollars. Damn, there's that toe in my throat thing again.
Oh, come on. That was keep your lipids off my toes. That was good.
You know that they
give me no credit.
Dollars.
You give me no credit.
The journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences did this research, and the researchers found saturated fatty acids can stiffen cellular membranes, causing damage in your heart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, don't saturate them then. Keep their heads out of the pool.
Doesn't Viagra, it actually stiffens cellular membranes, doesn't it?
Well, if you want to get, you want to go there?
No.
We're going
all
to
right.
Turgor pressure? We can go. Oh, you want to talk about this?
No, we don't. Number 18. Hey, let me tell
does
you.
Your dog bite? No, it does not. Oh, your dog bit. It's not my dog. Anyway, what?
When you're sucking somebody's toes, you don't need the blue pill. Oh, I can just tell you. Okay, number 18. In-N-Out Burger.
Oh,
okay.
You just moved on from that little snippet. Oh, let's stick on that one for a little while. I'll grant you a reprieve this time. Don't do that again.
Okay, In-N-Out Burger. You're a New Jersey guy. Have you ever eaten
an
In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, my God. Okay, I got an In-N-Out. I have an In-N-Out. Sorry, good. It's not even porn. I got an In-N-Out story, too. But go ahead.
You don't have In-N-Outs in New Jersey, do you?
I've been at one. And they're not here.
Hopefully they
don't get here.
No, they're in California, and this is big
news. Great.
In-N-Out is opening up a distribution center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, to allow the company to enter the state. So they're going from California to Colorado, and the company will be opening locations in Colorado Springs and
it's
Denver,
the land bridge.
According to
an
investment group.
Right.
But that's a big move for In-N-Out because it's only in California did you find In-N-Out.
Have you ever had their stuff?
I don't like it.
I think it sucks.
It does suck.
I do.
The French fries are all soggy and greasy. The burgers
they're greasy as hell. The burger is like, dude, it's like getting a cheap ass piece of crap. I can get. Oh my God! You go to a diner in Jersey, you're getting a real burger. You do this In-N-Out crap. I don't understand. We went there during one of the hot sauce festivals we're doing.
I think we were
in Texas or whatever. Dude, I thought it absolutely sucked.
It sucked. I lived in California for 13 years, and the kids used to love
In-N-Out. Maggie doesn't come on the show very often. We went to In-N-Out Burger. What do you think about In-N-Out Burgers?
Yeah.
Right. She thought they sucked too.
They are. They do suck. I don't like them either. And there's
nothing
worse.
I mean, Maggie comes
and
goes, and that's her grand appearance. You'd be proud of that.
There is nothing worse. Hey, there's nothing worse than it just going in and out anyway. I like to stay in myself. All right. 18. That was 18. Number 19. Let me change the page here. Now, this makes no freaking sense. None of our stories do, but this story makes no freaking sense. I'm going to read it exactly what it says. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Italian food brands have had strong sales growth in Australia in the year ending in August due to growing consumer acceptance and increased spending, according to Nielsen. Why would all of a sudden Italian food be so hot or so attractive in Australia? Got any ideas?
Because they learned how to say, like every other pig around here, mozzarella. The mozzarella. They learned to speak the lingo, and all of a sudden everybody wants to eat the shit. It's like, dude, Mozzarella. Dude, just put the fucking cheese on the pizza. All right, there's the mozzarella.
Listen to these numbers. It's freaky. Okay, in the last year, listen to this. I want to go find out more about this story. In the last year, there have been large increases in the use and purchase of dry pasta, up 21.9%. Bottled sauce. Because
it'll last through the next Armageddon.
24.4%, and canned tomatoes are up 25.3%. Why would all of a sudden Australia be stocking up and eating all this Italian food?
Because they like tomatoes in the can.
I don't know. That's a weird story.
That's a very weird story. I have no reply to that one. I'm just saying, hey, they like tomatoes in the can. That's the best I got. That's all I got.
Basically, all the Italian food has gone up on average at 7.4% on all 10 categories. But why the hell?
At the same time, Italy's economy is going right down the same way.
True. All right.
It is true.
Number 20. This is another health.
What we got?
This is actually kind of scary. Raw flour can be a vector. I like that word. Can be a vector for foodborne pathogen, according to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. While E. coli, speaking of toes, typically thrives in wet environments, research has determined it can also be found in flour because the ingredient typically isn't treated to kill bacteria after the grain is harvested. So be careful with raw flour because you can get E. coli through raw flour.
My child is allergic to everything because you wiped everything down with alcohol. Everything you touched, you killed it. So kids are meant to eat. Those of us who actually have an immune system, unlike the generation below us, the next one coming up, they have no. Well, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of the children now who have been wiped down since birth, sterilized. I don't remember going to school with anybody with a peanut allergy. You know why? Because everybody had peanut butter and jelly. That's what you went to school with.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you bring a peanut into a school and they call you a terrorist. It's freaking crazy. It's fucking crazy. No, it is. No, it really is.
Because
everything has been so sterilized. The kids live in bubbles. They grow up and it's like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Don't get me started.
This is an amazing thing with me. One kid could be allergic to peanuts and everybody else can't eat it. That doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, they closed down the school. My parents have a business where they have it used to be called junior high school, but now they call it some middle school thing where all sorts of crazy grades are going in and out, whatever. When you're in junior high school and you went to the nurse, it was never fun. You went to the nurse because you had to. And for headaches, she'd give you a Band-Aid and make you lay on a cot. Now you felt like a freaking moron, so you went back to class because you tried to dodge and it didn't work. These are current nurses in the junior high school. She goes, two times a day. They have two vaults, medicine vaults.
Vault?
Two times a day, vaults, V-A-U-L-T-S.
Yes.
Two vaults with medicine. Twice a day, the kids line up for their dose. Are you freaking kidding me?
It's like
this didn't happen when I was growing up. Kids are meant to eat dirt. The helicopter parents, wake down. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's good. Oh. No, let them get sick.
Remember that
shit.
Movie?
I mean, growing up, I lived on Army posts. Army post. Okay.
Remember that?
Kids got chicken pox. We have a chicken pox party. Kids got the measles. Have a measles party. Kids got a mumps. Get the mumps party. Oh, never mind. You got me on a seat.
come in and got me on a vector, Victor.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. They all stood in line, and Nurse Ratched gave them their daily dose of medicine. Remember that? That's
yeah,
what school's
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
now.
Like, but the chief was the one who threw the whole sink through the wall.
Yes, chief. That was chief.
Great. Actually, that's
movie.
I'll tell you what. That was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What probably one of the best movies ever made.
Best movies ever. All right, let's move on to number 21. You're gonna like this. You know Chipotle. You know your favorite restaurant, Chipotle.
Oh yeah.
Well, they're finally doing it.
Taco Bell with a higher window would they cost more?
They're looking for a new CEO. Good, because I can't stand that.
Imagine that, because the last one sucked.
Yeah, but he's becoming the executive chairman, but they're going to find a new CEO.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
All the problems they've had. Steve Wells is his name,
right,
by the way.
Oh,
and,
what,
yeah.
Chipotle had problems?
Yeah, Chipotle had problems. Can you imagine that?
Somebody's got a squat on the lettuce again, huh? Oh, my God.
By the way, Grand Ideas is sponsored by In-N-Out Burgers and Chipotle.
Come on down! You're the next contestant on Chipotle Lettuce Test.
Number 22. This is sad to me. This is a sad story. Have you ever had a Kind Bar, K-I-N-D Bar? I love them, by the way. They're good.
Oh, my God. I don't know, but people talk about it way too much. It's like, if you had a Kind Bar, if somebody's had a Kind Bar, you don't have to ask them. They're going to tell you. It's like a vegan.
They are. I have to admit, I didn't think so. I went to a trade show and they were giving out free Kind Bars.
Well, free is good.
I'm like, oh,
because
come
you
on,
don't
want to
pay
car.
The price they ask.
It can't be that good. And as I stuck it in my mouth, I know where you're going with this. As I stuck it in my mouth, I went,
yeah. You got another toe job. Yeah, there you go. Damn, that tastes so good. I sucked the nail off the toe. Okay, goddamn, I ain't never had something that good.
Yep, as soon as I said that,
God,
as soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew that I was going to have a problem with that story.
I want to see nothing come out of your mouth.
Mars. You know the candy people, Mars.
Oh, okay, I got to say.
They're going to buy a minority stake in Kind, and Mars is going to develop Kind into a global.
What do you mean a minority
brand.
State? Were they buying the Black Sea? I mean, where are we going with this?
And they're going to have a platform to introduce other healthy food products across multiple categories over the next several years. You know Mars is going to screw the
company. What the hell's a minority stake? What does that mean?
Minority stake in the company. STAKE.
All right. I thought you said STATE, like New Jersey is a state.
No, stake.
I was like, where the hell's a minority state? What the hell is that?
Mars candy is a big name and it's got good candy bars, but they're gonna screw up Kind. You watch.
Mars is weird though. My dad many moons ago, he was working for Computer Associates and they had the contract with Mars up in Hackettstown, New Jersey. It's not too far away from here.
Yep.
That place is like the Pentagon, dude. That place, it's like, try to get in the Area 54 or 51, whatever the hell it is, where all the aliens hang out.
54, I think it is.
It's crazy stuff. You drive in, you got to park, and you'd be picked up by a shuttle, and you'd be taken to this area, and you'd enter the building, and then you'd each be checked, and then you'd be sent off to the next room, like a green room, before you met the client you're supposed to meet with. They are so secretive, it's creepy.
Really?
And that's how Mars is.
Wow.
That's how Mars is. But I'll tell you what, you drive through Hackettstown, New Jersey, anywhere around that, and they're running M&Ms or whatever the hell they're putting, man, it smells good.
this is the funny part about Mars. Have you ever had an actual Mars bar?
I do. I used to love them.
See, I thought they were the nastiest candy bar, yet they put
like
their
them.
Name on that candy bar. I don't like them. There you go.
I don't
agree on. I don't like Mars bars.
No, you're more into the Fifth Avenue. Oh.
Brilliant Ideas Radio is sponsored by Mars.
Yeah. It's sponsored by Uranus.
Uranus. Very good. All right. Number 23.
Hey!
Raisin prices are going up as much as 50%. Production has steadily declined due to farmers moving from more profitable crops such as almonds and pistachios.
Almonds.
Acreage has fallen 30% over the last decade, and the price of raisins has increased up to 50%. So
you know,
your raisin brand's going to go up higher.
That's the best part, because I hate fucking raisins. It's like you took a grape. No. Think about a raisin for a minute. No, really think about it.
The guy had a
whole bunch of grapes, and the grapes died on the vine. So he basically looked at it and was like, oh, this sucks. And the sun all shriveled him up. He reaches down and grabs his rotten fruit. He put it in his mouth.
Yep.
Oh, I could sell these. And that's a raisin. Folks,
that's a
freaking raisin. Okay? It's rotted fruit.
Raisin. And you know the plum, you know, the next
fruit.
Door neighbor, the plum farmer.
Eat my rotten plum and it makes you shit.
And I can sell.
Yes, we say prune. Yeah, eat my rotten fruit and make you shit. I'll walk right on that, sir. And I'm going to give you money for you to do this to me. Oh my lord, really? I mean. You see where I'm going with this? The human race is we're done. It's over.
There's a lot less raisin, and the price is going up 50%. All right, number two.
What about prunes? What about prunes? But prunes are probably on the rise.
They probably are, because
coat your bowl with a prune.
You know what? We need to invest in prunes because people are getting older now, and there's a lot of prunes going to be.
Oh, you stop
it.
You're sucking toes. You have a prune.
This particular story really has no meaning other than it was number 24, and I was running out of stories. The start of the Mexican bell pepper harvest has been very strong, according to Crown Jewels Produce Company.
The Mexican wait. When you say bell peppers, like Taco Bell pepper, Mexico, get it?
Yeah, I got it. The distributor expects the first deliveries of green and red bell peppers in mid-November. Mid-November? When was this written? This was written December 1st. And then they're switching to red, yellow, and orange peppers
in mid-November. They've gone full orange and yellow by this point. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Really?
That is
your final story. You're sticking with
it. No, I've actually got one more. But you know what? They've gone all the way to orange by now. This is an old story I had to tuck away.
They've gone full DEFCON. They've gone to red alert. It's like, oh, look at them go.
Number
25. Oh, my God.
All right, number 25. This is health news, and then we're done, all right?
Oh, more health news. Oh, yeah. Just
did
because.
Did you know that red meat can trigger anaphylaxis? I can't even say the word.
Yes. That's why I feed it to all my vegan friends.
Anaphylaxis. How do you say that?
Yeah, anaphylaxis. Yes. It's fun to watch from a distance.
Anaphylactic
shock. It's like if you're immune,
you can't eat.
Okay, remember Willy Wonka when she blew up like a blueberry? That's anaphylaxis.
Yes.
Right.
Well,
full of juice, but dying. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Even though it's an uncommon allergy, it does happen because red meat has a specific sugar molecule that can set off the allergy. Researchers found participants allergic to alpha-GAL can react adversely to eating beef, pork, lamb, and other red meat. So here you go.
Right.
You know,
that would come out to an alpha human, because those that cannot eat it are usually if they're not vegan, they're going to tell you.
Well, remember we talked about
vegan. That's when you shove meat in their mouth and see what they do. If they blow up like a blueberry, chances are they probably were vegan.
But, John, think about this. We talked about peanuts earlier and how you can't have peanuts in school anymore.
Right.
Well, you
but
know,
you need a steak.
You know,
why? Because I'm allergic to cows.
Yeah, there's going to be some kid eating a hamburger who's going to break out in anaphylaxis. How do you say the word? Shock?
Anaphylaxis.
Then nobody will be able to eat hamburgers,
right.
Pork, or anything in school.
Because of one little dipshit. He's going to close down all the steakhouses throughout the United States. That's going to be like the speakeasies. Now, the speakeasies are going to serve steak.
That's funny.
See that?
All right.
It's a steakeasy.
Yeah, I got that. I guess we're done. Next week,
wow,
we'll be back here.
That was kind of a roller coaster. That was kind of cool.
That was pretty cool.
Maggie was on for a second time. That was good. wait, hold on. What was that? That was Maggie.
I know. Hey, is she going to work after the show, or is she staying home?
No, she's here. No, she's actually off tonight, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Are you going to suck her toes tonight?
I'm not going to suck her toes.
You heard it. What?
I'm not going to let you.
All right, we're done. You got anything else? Because I'm done. I got nothing else.
Well, I got nothing. We will be at the Weirdtown Fire Department on Sunday from, like, I think it's like 10 to 5 or 10 to 4. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see it. But anyway, yeah, we'll be doing that. It's fun. It's our third year there. There's a reason we go. You'll meet Bad Santa. It's good. Yeah, come on down. Other than that, that's it. But other than that, we got nothing going on. We got thank God. We're swamped with orders. Order the DEF CON stuff. Dude, I'll tell you what. I have not even watched the total football game this year because of all the bullshit.
Wow.
I've not watched one complete game. I have not.
And
but everybody wants to win, so it is football season. So
before we go, if you're a singer out there, or if you know somebody who's a singer who has some unique holiday music that they want to introduce to the world, and remember, Great Britain, Russia, China are listening, contact me on Facebook through Messenger, or you can email me at foodieradio@gmail.com, because I want to play some unique Christmas or holiday music for the next 2 weeks. That's all I got now. You can sign off.
Wow, that's kind of cool. You're branching out. You're like UNICEF without the money.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. Come out. Don't go yet.
What? I'm not going anywhere. I got my feet up.
Fred Zera, he raised his money for his movie. I forgot to tell that. Remember, he was on our show a few weeks ago?
He did.
He raised the money for his movie, so the movie is going to be filmed in Florida.
Awesome.
And yours truly is going to be an extra in the movie. So I can't wait.
Sure.
That.
So they are doing widescreen then.
This may be my time. I may be.
It will be IMAX. Down. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
This is it. I may be a movie star come April. All right, that's all I got.
So what you're saying is you got to pay to be noticed.
I did have to pay to be noticed, but hey.
I love busting your chops. It's so much fun. One of these days we're going to meet.
He's going to put a segment in his movie of some guy sucking some woman's toes. You watch. That's going to be me.
That's good. As long as you pour DEF CON over it first.
All right, we got to go. Say your goodbyes, John. Say goodbye,
well,
John.
Well, hey, I guess we're done for the evening because I'm being instructed to say the following words. We will be back next Friday. Prepare yourselves. It's always good. It's always a lot of fun. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm going to focus on next Friday night, and I will have more stories to tell you, and I'll be more annoying next week.
All right, goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week. And I'm pushing the button, and it's not signing off. Ah, oh, crap.
Good night.
We go.
Good night, folks. Oh, no, yeah, he pushed the button, not the toe.
The music. Oh, there we go. Later.
My